Blog Talk Radio.
This is Pastor Dean Judkins of Holy Ghost Fire Church. Welcome you to another radio show. My colleague, Pastor Charlie Sims, has not called in. So we'll just pray that everything is okay with him. So it looks like I'm going solo today. Perhaps Charlie will stop in a little bit later. But right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that everything's okay with Charlie and Sophia. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, today we are going to be talking about how do we get faith. And we're going to continue on with our walk with Jesus. We're going to try to encourage people who perhaps are struggling a little bit in their faith. And it looks like Charlie is in right now. And Charlie, how are you? We're just getting ready to start.
Well, we had a couple of emergencies, so those are taken care of, and I finally got online, so we'll go.
Well, okay. Amen. Well, all right, we prayed that you'd be all set, so thank you, Jesus. So we're going to be starting our show today on how do we get faith. Again, this is just one way, because God is God, and there are many, many things that God can do, but we're going to show you scripturally one of the reasons, or one of the ways that you can get faith here. I'll tell you what, I'll open in prayer tonight, Charlie, give you a chance to settle in here real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, I just praise you. I thank you, Lord. Lord, we just ask that we could just bring all honor and glory to you. Holy Spirit, we invite you right now in. We ask that you would open the eyes, the ears, and the hearts of the people listening. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over the airways and just ask that you get in the people's hearts. And we do this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. Charlie, you got the notes. Yeah, I take it you got to at least go over notes, so you're probably not used to this right now. But so God, Charlie, God has provided a way whereby everyone can have faith. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. We're gonna share some scriptures with the people here. Hopefully people will call in. Our number here is 646-787-8364. Again, it's 646-787-8364. We'd love to hear from you. Today, we're going to start with Hebrews chapter 11 and read verse 6. Would you like to read that for me, my brother?
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
You know, right off the bat, Charlie, we're starting with we got a whole slew of things we could talk about right here just on this one scripture.
Yes.
So, what is faith?
Faith defined is, we find that in Hebrews as well, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
And without faith, it's saying here, it's impossible to please him. Who is him that's being talked about here?
God, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek them. So you're telling me, Charlie, according to Scripture, if you and I diligently seek after God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, that God's going to reward us if we diligently seek him?
The reward let me interject here. This scripture has been grossly misused. The reward that we get is of himself. If we seek him, the reward that we receive is him and more of him as we get to know him.
Amen. I agree with you fully on that. I mean, what else? You know, I don't know what other people teach on this, but I don't know if they're thinking that they're going to get, like, you know, rewards as in, like, more money or more whatever. But I've always thought along the same lines as you, you get more of God, more of Jesus, and more of the Holy Ghost.
That's exactly right.
Amen. That word impossible means not able to occur, exist, or be done. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. So it's impossible or not able to occur, exist, or be done to please him. So it can't be done, basically, is what it's saying. If we don't have faith, is it God's fault?
No.
There's
a scripture that tells us that he has dealt unto us the measure of faith. So he has given us the opportunity to have faith to believe.
Ah, see, that's good stuff right there. That's stuff that people are going to want to hang on to for a moment, because in just a second, we're going to start to explain and give examples of different kinds of faith. And we're going to show you just how one's faith or how you can get faith. We'll keep it simple here. And so God has indeed provided a way. So let's give an example here, Charlie. Let's talk about faith for salvation. Let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 2 and read verse 8.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Can you explain that verse a little bit, Charlie?
For by grace are ye saved through faith. That tells us that it's the grace of God, his unmerited favor, that we are saved through faith in him. And that not of ourselves is something that we can't work up, but it's the gift of God given to us to believe in him.
Okay, so these religious sects or these denominations or people say that you have to follow the Ten Commandments, or you have to be working for God, or you have to do this and you have to do that, you have to be holy and you have to be this. Are you saying here that's not necessary? I mean, it's a good thing, but it's by grace, by God's grace through our faith, that we actually achieve salvation in him?
Well, I am totally, completely, and 100% persuaded that we are saved by grace alone, by faith, and then nothing added to it, nothing taken away from it. We are saved by faith and putting our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save us. That is by faith alone, nothing added to, nothing taken away from.
What does it mean at the end of the scripture when it says it is the gift of God? What's being talked about there?
The Lord gives us that. That's what I mentioned earlier, that the Lord gives us, once we begin to turn toward him, he will give us the measure of faith to turn toward him. As we turn toward him, he'll give us a measure of faith that we can accept and believe in him. So it's by his grace, his unmerited favor, that he will give us the faith to believe in him.
So if people sit down and talk to him, and I know you've talked to thousands of people throughout your Christian life and your ministry. So if people, and I'm sure you've heard this 100 times, I have, God's not, he's never come to me, or I'm not good enough, or I don't deserve it. He wouldn't save a wretch like me. And that's all a lie, isn't it?
It's all a lie, because the Lord Jesus Christ died for everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, not his one and only son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him or believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen. Amen. Boy, that's, I don't know about you, Charlie, but that is great news. So if there's anybody out there that sits down and thinks that you've done wrong or you know you're too much of a sinner or you've done terrible things in your life, you made some mistakes, but there is a way, and through faith and grace, you can be saved and become a child of God. It's right here in Scriptures, and we're going to get into it even deeper in a minute. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 10, and let's read 8 to 10 and 13, 14, and 17.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things.
And 17?
17 is, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
So, Charlie, how does one achieve, or how does one get faith according to Scripture?
Well, the word of God. And when the Lord speaks, we can listen. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's two aspects to this. One is the written word, the logos here, which is the written word of God, that as we read the word and study the scriptures, our faith will grow and increase. The other aspect of it is that there is a rhema from God. In other words, it's an inspired word that the Lord ministers to us either directly from scripture by quickening our spirit and letting us know this is something that's applicable to us. It can come through a prophetic word, dream, vision. It's the rhema of God. Also can bring faith, because if we find ourselves in an impossible situation and the Lord speaks to us through a dream, a vision, prophetic word, or even as we study the word, he makes something come alive to us that addresses that situation, then that also brings faith. We got two aspects.
Amen. Do you know that in my 39, almost 40 years of knowing the Lord, that this is maybe the third time, maybe the third or fourth time in my lifetime, my Christian lifetime, that I've actually heard somebody say it just the way that you did. And in my opinion, in my spirit, I'm telling you right now, I'm in 100% agreeance with what you said, but very few teach that for some reason.
I don't understand why, because both aspects are clear in Scripture. Both aspects of it are very clear.
And it's easy to see where somebody can get confused because they're not shown both aspects of this. It's not preached about very often, and I think it should be preached more. So what you're trying to say, I'll give an example for the people who are listening here, is basically, from what I've read in Scripture here, in order to have salvation, you either have that rhema word come alive, or...
Yes.
You have the word of God itself, or that logos that you're talking about through the reading of the word. But many times, I know when I became born again, I was 11 years old, it was through the rhema or the word or the preaching of the gospel. My faith, that measure of faith was deposited into my spirit when I heard the good news of the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ.
That's exactly right.
And then, as I grew in the Lord and I studied the logos or the word that you were just saying there, my faith increased.
Yes, it will.
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we have a pattern here that God does with faith. By listening to the gospel and studying the scriptures, again, like you said, through logos and through rhema, that our faith can increase. And as our faith increases, we become more and more mature in Christ because we actually walk in obedience and have faith in what God's word says in our lives.
Exactly.
So
right.
that's kind of amazing. So here he's talking about three steps of salvation. You confess, believe, and accept. Charlie, is salvation hard?
No.
Is salvation no. It isn't, is it? We confess, we believe, we accept. And when you listen to the gospel, that message, that faith is deposited in your spirit, and that's that measure of faith that God says that he gives every man, every woman, every child at some time in their life has that faith deposited into their lifetime. But the devil does come back and to steal. All right, so let's go to Acts chapter 11, and let's read verses 13 and 14.
And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved.
Amen.
Of the house of Cornelius.
Right. Now, you know, it's funny. That's Peter to Cornelius, the plan of salvation is what's being talked about here. But it's exactly what you just said earlier about the rhema, about a vision, how an angel came and told him to go speak to Cornelius and speak the plan of salvation of the gospel. And by doing that, that seed of faith was planted, and his whole house became born again because of it.
That's
he
right.
had the faith to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So it's kind of amazing if you think about it. And this is a way, this is the way on how a person receives or gets faith in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Many times I see the body of Christ, I mean, they've had that faith deposited in them, they've become born again, Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, but they don't get into that logos word that you're talking about, they don't study it, so their faith can't increase, and actually they get into the world, and they become carnal, and their faith actually decreases. And so that's why it's so important to be in the Word of God, and to be listening and studying and going to church, and listening to a man or a woman of God who's spirit-filled, because you receive your faith increases by doing so. Let's turn over to Acts chapter 14 and read verses 7 through 10. Now, this is faith for healing.
And there they preached the gospel, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up right on thy feet, and he leaped and walked.
Charlie, I bet you could preach on this one for a little while right here.
Well, either one of us could preach on this one for a little while, friend, because that's absolutely true right there. Because when Paul looked at it, he perceived he had faith to be healed. There was a connection in the spirit that God had deposited something in this man of a belief, and it was recognized, and he said, stand up and walk, and he stood up.
And how did this, how did he perceive that this man had faith? How did this man's faith hook up with his faith? If you go back to verse 7, and there they preached the gospel.
There they preached the gospel.
It all started by the preaching of the gospel. It stirred this man's faith.
Oh, preaching of the gospel, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Do you think that we need to get back to the simplicity of the gospel and start preaching more on the gospel and the kingdom kingdom principles, Charlie?
I certainly do. I'm one that strongly believes in the kingdom principles. And if we preach the gospel, the whole counsel of God, that faith will be generated. And sad to say that we've had so much of the perversion of the true message of faith that has messed people up, to where they compartmentalize it, to where if we really truly believe with our whole heart, God can do great and wonderful things. That's why, to me personally, I still wrestle somewhat to this day with the scripture that says, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it shall quicken or make alive your mortal body. If we get that, there's nothing that could really mess with us.
Nothing. You're absolutely right. I mean, what could beat the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that brought Jesus back from the dead? I mean,
that's exactly right.
Death was defeated.
Uh huh.
So three things Paul did. He preached the gospel. He perceived the man had faith to be healed. He told the man to stand up and walk. Now remember, people, if you're listening, faith is action. What did the man do? He did three things. He listened or heard Paul preach. He had faith to be healed by hearing the gospel message. And he leaped up and he walked. He did something, Charlie. He did some action, and that activated his healing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's turn over to Romans chapter 1 and read verse 16.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Amen. And it's the gospel that instills faith. Who is the gospel for? What's the message of Christ or salvation? Who is it for, Charlie?
It's for all of us.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Doesn't matter what nationality, what color, who you are, where you've been. It doesn't matter.
No.
Jesus did it for the entire world.
Yes, he did. We can't separate ourselves out by a certain group and say we have special privilege in the Lord. We don't. The Lord made it plain that it was for everyone, regardless of their background, whatever.
Amen. So if you're listening out there and you're listening to this and you're struggling, thinking that you're not good enough or you've been too bad or something like that, you can fix that. Just simply repent and in faith believe what the Word of God says, and then the blood of Jesus washes away all that sin, the Word of God says. All right, now let's go to Acts chapter 8 and read verses 5 through 8.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city.
Yeah, I can imagine there'd be great joy. But again, it goes back to Charlie. It went back to Philip's preaching of Christ, which activated faith in the people to be saved, delivered, and healed.
Yes. Yes.
So it's important, people, to get into the things of God, talk with God, commune with God, get into the Word, hang around or be around people who are Spirit-filled, who are on fire for Christ. And by doing so, your faith increases. And when you're into the Word and your faith increases, the Bible says that signs and wonders follow the preaching of the Word. So things will happen. They'll activate in your life. We got just a little over 6 minutes. Let's go to Mark chapter 5.
Mark 5. This
we're
is
going to
the
read verse 34.
Yeah, 34. This has to do with the woman that had the issue of blood. And
Amen.
He said unto her, that was Jesus said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.
Amen. What activated that healing in her body, Charlie?
She had spent all of her money on physicians. She went through a crowd of people. There were literally hundreds or thousands of people, and she went through that crowd of people, and she had heard of Jesus. She knew who he was. She knew he was a healer, and she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, and she worked her way through that crowd of people and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Because he felt virtue go out of him. Her faith was activated, and his faith was activated, and they connected, and she got her healing.
Amen. So that faith activated healing in her body, that determination. And she knew, if you go back and read further up in the scriptures in 28 to 34, when she touched the hem of his garment, power left his garment, and blood instantly dried up and she was whole.
Yes, that's right.
And then Jesus said, your faith is what made you whole, go. And he said, you're made whole from that plague or that disease that was
mm-hmm.
against her. All right, let's end with Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
We've already been here. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen. Amen. So, Charlie, let me ask you. How do we get faith?
Number one, we trust in the Lord. But number two, we read and study His Word, and we trust Him to speak to us, to lead and guide and direct us. And He will give, He will impart unto us faith. Faith. It's impossible to please God without faith, so we need to know His Word, know His instructions to us, know what He requires of us, know what He wants to bring forth in our life. And when we do that, our faith will increase, and we can walk with Him day by day.
Amen. 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 We would have gotten into this deeper. We've cut our show down to 30 minutes. I've been messing around with the idea. I'll have to talk with Charlie about it, maybe doing two shows a week, 30 minutes each. We can discuss that, Charlie, see what you think. But we just wanted to get people's feet wet. You've got the scriptures, and we're believing that this will give people hope and inspiration to get back into the Word and increase their faith and do mighty things for the kingdom of God. Charlie, would you like to end us in prayer, my brother?
Well, Lord, we thank You for tonight. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the encouragement. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that those that are listening, and Lord, for us, that, Lord, You will encourage us. You will increase our faith, Lord God, that we can believe You for things that we haven't believed for before. The Lord, that we can see You do great wonders and signs and miracles, and they're done in Your name, Father, for Your glory. Let us not touch that You do, but, Lord, let it be for Your glory and Your praise. Lord, we thank You for this opportunity to come, and, Lord, let people's faith increase, Lord, increase their people's faith in their lives, and, Lord, let them walk with You day by day and learn of You, and that we can do mighty exploits in Your name, and we thank You in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right, Charlie, now, Wednesday night, are you coming over? Are we doing Bible study at the chapel, or are we doing it at your house?
I think I'm going to come there.
Okay. All right, so we'll be doing, for those of you who watch, we have a little Holy Ghost fire chapel that we have. It seats about 8 or 10 people. It's small, but we're believing that the Spirit of God is there. We know that He is. Are we changing the times to 7:30?
We can. At this point, I don't see a problem with that, because sometimes 7 o'clock seems to be a little bit stressful on all of us who work for a living. So let's try 7:30 and see how we do, okay?
All right. So we will be 7:30 this week. I'll do an event message tomorrow. And did you have any ideas of what we're doing yet? Are you still working on that?
Well, it's what we talked about Sunday, because you preached a good message. I think I'm going to continue on with what the Lord was dealing with my heart about, so far as why or how do we miss getting answers to prayer.
Amen. Amen. That's good stuff. I can hardly wait to hear that. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, all right. Well, Charlie, I'm glad that everything is better. If you need me, I'm here for you, my brother. And thank you for helping me and doing everything that you do with us here. We love you. We love Sophia. And we will see you, my friend, on Wednesday night.
Good enough. Bless you.
All right. We love you all. Thank you for listening. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless.